Okay, hello Gone Wild Audio, this is Trying You Out, and I'm going to be doing the question and answer. So, here goes. Number one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? I am most definitely male, and my sexual orientation is straight, but I definitely think that I can understand and see the the kind of the attraction that women can have to certain male bodies or personalities or archetypes. So while I don't think I would in real life maybe physically kind of go for that, I can definitely understand the mental pleasure that it would bring and the fantasy that it would bring for people to be attracted to those kind of body types and that sort of thing. So number two, what gets you turned on? This one, just so much teasing. It is by far my favorite thing, not necessarily teasing of myself, but I get off so much on teasing others. Some of my Gone Wild Audio fans, I hesitant to call them that, but people who like listening to my recordings, there's a couple of them may have contacted me by private message, and getting them so riled up and just waiting for my next recording, there is something about that which is just so incredibly sexy. So that is something that really, really turns me on, knowing that someone else is turned on, knowing that I caused it. And I think that that is what really kind of attracts me to the whole Gone Wild Audio stuff. So number three, what is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I think that for me, the thing that defines it is, the playful teasing, but also just the ability to be flexible, to have fun, to explore, just openness and willingness to be able to engage with someone. I haven't been posting in Gone Wild Audio for very long, really probably only a couple of weeks, but in these past couple of weeks it has taught me so much about myself and what I like, and the availability out there of what people have to offer in terms of sexual experiences, and so much. So I think those are the kind of characteristics that defines my sexuality. I wouldn't say that they're the only ones, but they're certainly the most prominent so far, that I've kind of been able to identify. So they're definitely very, very interesting and exciting. Number four, what is your favorite sexual act? My favorite sexual act definitely would be going down on a woman. I've done it for a couple of girlfriends in the past. I haven't had that many kind of serious relationships which went to that stage, but for those who I have done it for, it has been a very, very enjoyable experience for her and I. So that is fantastic in itself. It's definitely something that I kind of see posts on Ask Men or you know, on the sex subreddit, and you just think about these people who say, you know, my boyfriend won't go down on me, or I, you know, I don't want to do it on my girlfriend, and I just think you have no idea what you're missing out on. Just this fantastic world of just pleasure and excitement that you can bring to another person, and how much that is reciprocal and how much it brings back to you. So definitely oral sex on a woman. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? I have found out recently that I quite like slightly more submissive qualities in a lover, and that is very exciting, especially most recently, as I have discovered. But qualities in a lover outside of that are somebody who is still assertive. They are able to enjoy themselves, they're able to laugh, they're able to you know, be sensual, they are able to draw me in with just so many aspects of their being, and even just kind of communicating wordlessly, you know, be it with a look, with, you know, a gentle touch. Yeah. Yeah, I'll not get into that too much, because I do need to get through these questions, and otherwise I'll be here all day. What question number six, what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? One where there is lots of time left to have fun and play and explore and, you know, slowly raise the temperature. That is my idea of a good sexual encounter. I am more like a woman in terms of how long and kind of how much of a build up I need. I can get turned on very easily, but to actually enjoy a proper sexual encounter, it needs to last a while. And yeah, so a good sexual encounter would last a while. It will have a variation of wonderful activities. You know, not necessarily to any kind of strict schedule or itinerary, for lack of a better phrase, but you know, something that is fun and exciting and, you know, would help us connect on more than necessarily just a physical level. Maybe, you know, something that allows us to mentally and sensually stimulate each other, to get each other just excited and just enjoying being in each other's presence, is really the aspect that, you know, the kind of the main aspect of a good sexual encounter. I mean, for me, I guess orgasm really wouldn't be the main focus. I mean, sure, it feels great, but if I know that she is having fun and that she is coming because of things that I've done, then that to me is far and away the most pleasurable aspect of any sort of sexual encounter. Question number seven. What do you, when you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? I wouldn't say that I have any favorite color. My favorite colors are probably red and blue, but I think if I want to feel good about myself, I will wear a not tight fitting t-shirt, but a, you know, kind of one that shows off my figure in inverted commas. You know, kind of semi-toned, shall we say. You know, you can see kind of the outline of my muscles through some of my clothes, and that is what makes me feel good about myself. Trying not to be too vain, but that definitely makes me excited. And whenever I see people notice that, or whenever people, you know, maybe comment on it, then that makes me feel really good about myself. And it makes me feel sexy. So, what do I do to prepare myself? I don't know. I mean, I can feel sexy without having to have an actual sexual encounter. You know, I can feel good by just going out in public and, you know, be it going out for coffee with a friend. You know, I can feel attractive whenever I do that just by dressing nicely and dressing in clothes which fit. So yeah. But in terms of for an actual sexual encounter, you know, wear normal comfortable clothes, and I prepare myself by deciding I'm about to have a sexual encounter and I go for it, and that's all that really I need to do. Question number 8. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero, heroine, actor, actress, etc. I don't know. This is slightly more of a complex question because I kind of find it maybe harder to fantasize about random celebrities or all that kind of stuff. I mean, I was listening to some of these other Q&As before, and somebody suggested Jennifer Lawrence, and she is so fine. Just so pretty, so funny, so down to earth. So if I had to pick one, it would probably be her. But otherwise, yeah, just kind of, I can take it or leave it, really, and whenever it comes to fictional characters or living personalities. Question number 9. Who turns you on the most in your life? A crush, significant other, teacher, anyone in your life currently? This will probably have to be me. I know it's cliche to say, I know a lot of other people have already said it, but I am far and away the person who turns myself on, not because of, you know, the fact that I think I am super sexy or attractive or whatever, but because of the fact that I allow myself to engage with so much that gives myself the ability to turn myself on. I know that I get messages sometimes from people on Gone Wild Audio, and that excites me so much. So anyone who writes messages to me or comments on my posts, that definitely goes a long way in helping to turn me on. So, well, thank you, first of all. But yeah, you guys, really, the Gone Wild Audio community definitely helps and plays a big part in that. But it all kind of filters through me and helps me to turn myself on. So, yeah. Question number 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? My name, firstly. Somebody recorded a piece of audio for me, and they know my first name, and they repeatedly called out my name during that, and that was extremely exciting. So that's good. And somebody else has referred to me as daddy, not in a incestuous kind of way, but just in a power play kind of way. Somebody else referred to me recently as sir, which was also quite interesting. I don't know what else, you know, even just general terms of endearment, you know, sweetheart, baby, you know, depending on the mood and the setting, will depend on what I like to be called. If it's rough and exciting and raw and animalistic, it will be a name with something a bit more, just a bit more grit to it, a bit more just something that makes me feel masculine and powerful. And if it's more of a slow, sensual, you know, romantic, loving kind of situation, then those just gentle terms, you know, things that help me to connect with that person, like sweetheart, like baby, you know, things like that definitely help to further the encounter and, you know, kind of help to ramp up my enjoyment a lot. Number 11, which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? No gag reflex? Not so much. Porn star sized cum shots? Not necessarily. Being super flexible? I could live without that one, but I think that I would probably most like to be gifted with just these skills of being able to give amazing oral sex to a woman, because I think that, you know, I know a lot about you know, women's bodies and you know, how they operate, you know, mechanically, technically, I guess you could say, and you know, what they need in order to be able to enjoy a sexual encounter and how long that takes to get them to that stage and what, you know, they need in order to satisfy that. So the kind of opening stages are you get them warmed up, you get them excited, and part of that that I enjoy the most is oral sex. So I think that if I was to be able to have even better oral sex skills, then that would very much help to improve my repertoire, shall we say. And so, yeah. Number 12, how did you find out about Gone Wild Audio and why did you start posting? I've only been posting for about 2 weeks, so this is quite different story. Well, not different, but so I say I'm too much. Anyway, feck. So I found out about Gone Wild Audio from, I think it was from the sex subreddit. I had lurked a bit for a while before, but I, you know, kind of heard a few posts. I remember hearing posts from Oral Orgasm and a few other people, and I really, really enjoyed it. You know, I maybe even had saved it, you know, and favorited a couple of the posts so that I could refer back to them in future. But I decided to start posting because I knew that all my housemates would be out of the house for a couple of weeks because they were all going away on holiday. And I was not at this point because I was working in the such like, so I decided, you know what, I'm going to have the house to myself for a while. I have some recording equipment, and I just thought, screw it, I'm going to do it. And the response has been overwhelmingly positive, and it has been so exciting to meet new people, meet people as much as you can, to talk with them, to just, be a part of this community. So that's why, kind of inadvertently, just from me saying, screw it, let's do this, it has been a great connection for me. Number 13, what is your dirtiest fantasy? Now this is a difficult one for me because I think I'm so available and open to so many different types of fantasies that I can put myself in a lot of situations and I can make it just filthy. So I really, I don't know. I mean, I have all the kind of typical fantasies about, teacher and schoolgirl, or, secretary, or the maid cleaning the room, or, getting caught outside or on an airplane. I don't know. I mean, there's so many things that go through your head, but I think that some of the dirtiest fantasies just are the ones which you can make real to yourself and which help you just to live in the moment right there, and you make them yours and you make them dirty and you just completely own them. And that is, to me, the best, dirtiest fantasy, just living in the moment and taking it. Question 14, what is the kinkiest sex you've ever had, in detail of course? Okay. Right, here we go. This will probably come as a bit of a surprise and maybe a bit of a thrill to some of you, but I am actually still a virgin, so I have not had sexual intercourse, like penetrative sex, but I have had sexual encounters. Now, you're probably, a few of you are wondering, how in the hell can he do these recordings, which turn my knees to jelly, when he's never had sex? I just have a very, very active imagination. And, yeah. So there we go. But my kinkiest sex I've ever had, or the kinkiest sexual encounter I've ever had, has been with my last girlfriend, as it would be. It's been a few years since I've had a girlfriend, actually, but so the last sexual encounter was, her parents were away, we had the house to ourselves, and I went to her house and she made me some dinner, and the dinner was okay, because I think that we both really kind of knew what was coming. I didn't really have much of an appetite. I just wanted to get straight to it. I was just so excited to see her, knowing that we had free reign of the house. And so I packed a couple of supplies. I brought a set of handcuffs and a kind of long piece of cloth. And what I ended up doing actually was, I first of all tried the handcuffs, and then we decided, no, that's not quite what we're going for, so we changed it over to the cloth, and I tied it at her wrists behind her back, and I stood behind her and I just gently ran my hands over her body, in between her breasts and her cleavage, and stroking her hips and her waist and her inner thighs, And I did this for a long, long time. And because her hands were behind her back, she tried to touch me, and I refused to let her. Every time she touched me, I stopped and I pulled away. And she was normally a very sexually assertive girl, and she found it so frustrating. But I completely loved it because I knew exactly what was happening to her. I knew exactly how turned on she was. I knew how, you know, much she wanted to just absolutely ravish me, but she couldn't. I wouldn't let her, and it was phenomenal. And so this probably went on, this touching and teasing and excitement went on for about an hour and a half, an hour and 30 minutes, and eventually I began to rub her crotch and her actual breasts. And it took me, you know, an hour and a half to get to that stage with her, to let her kind of experience that. And she couldn't take it anymore, and she had to take the cloth off, and she brought me upstairs to her room, and she wanted me to kiss her, so I lay my body on top of hers and began to kiss her. And then I kissed lower down her neck and her chest, and I lifted the top of her shirt, or the bottom of her shirt, up and began kissing down her stomach. And I got lower and I got lower, and I undid the, you know, buttons and the zip on her jeans, and I eventually got her very, very tight jeans off. And then she turned over and she showed me her ass in her beautiful dark little thong, and I gave her a couple of bites, to be honest, and probably left a few teeth marks. And then I turned her over and began kissing the inside of her thighs, and I distinctly remember saying, "I can't take this anymore," and I just pulled down her underwear and began to go down on her. And because of the length of time that the experience had taken, you know, probably rapidly approaching 2 hours by that point, she was so ready. And I, within about, I'm not even exaggerating here, but literally within 30 seconds, she was actually orgasming and, you know, feeling that arch of her back, you know, or feeling it, just the arch of her back as she kind of couldn't even control herself. And I think I was so shocked that it was so quick, I didn't even register that she had came already. And so I just kept going and going and going, and she eventually just had to get me to stop because she was sensitive and she just couldn't come again. So that was probably by far my kinkiest sexual experience so far. And lastly, after that long and detailed answer, you did ask for details, so I'm going to give it to you. But number 15, what is your favorite part of your body and why? Favorite part of my body is probably at the minute, well, there's two. If you'll allow me, the first one is my chest and stomach. I have been going to the gym for a while now. I used to do a lot of rock climbing, so I'm kind of, I'm hesitant to say proud, but I like my chest and my stomach so far. I mean, obviously it's not perfect. I would like any guy, my muscles to be bigger and for me to be stronger. But I make do with what I have, and what I have at the minute I think is fairly decent. But the second part of my body that I like the most is my eyes. Not many people probably have seen my eyes from Gomwell Audio, but I think my eyes can just portray something so incredibly intense, and they just have this, ability to be able to stare into your very soul, as cheesy as that sounds. My eyes, I think, can, they can be very gentle and soft at times. And whenever I'm, dealing with people every day in my life, I think my eyes are very unassuming. But if you take the time to look into them and, we properly connect looking into each other's eyes, then you can be just drawn in by them, I think. Just these kind of deep brown, greenish tinged eyes that I think can captivate or be sensual or excite or empower. I don't know. It just, yeah, I like my eyes, just put it that way. So that is all 15 questions. I realize time has probably gone on again. It seems to be a bit of a habit with me now, time running away. But this has been fun. It's been good for me to probably discuss this with you and to realize it and examine it for myself. So that's good. So yeah, this is me trying you out. Hope you enjoyed it.